I've got Greg Nugent with me today, the general manager of the Murrumburra Golf Club. How are you going today, Greg?
Yeah, good, thanks, Dan.
Now, Greg, the young course superintendent of the Murrumburra Golf Club's in a bit of strife, and we're trying to help him out as best we can.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a battle on his hands at the moment with some health issues, and we as a club are trying to help his family out as much as we can to help cover the costs that are going to creep up on them while they're trying to battle all this. So this is actually the second phase of a two-phase fundraiser. The first one was last weekend where the golf club had a golf day.
154 players turned up to play from all over the Goose Coast of Australia.
Yep. So that was
fantastic.
Great. Yeah, it was a great turn up. Yep. Yep. The next phase is for, because not everyone in the world plays golf.
No, that's right.
So the next phase is come about from staff saying, well, we want to do something and we're not golfers. And young Sam attends the local childcare centre and,
Certainly does.
Well, we're not golfers. And Joe is mixed up with the hospital and, you know, once again, same thing. So the phase two is for those people to contribute, which they want to do. So that's on Saturday night, the 10th of August.
Yes, and it's called Lend a Helping Hand Night, and it's getting bigger than Ben Hur, but there's still plenty of room.
Well, for those that know us, and I hope all Maryborough do, we haven't got a real big club, so we'll be trying to cram as many people in there on the night as we can. And
we're putting in some rafter hooks. So
we'll put in rafter hooks. We'll have you sitting anywhere. So if you end up sitting somewhere on that Saturday night that you don't normally sit, I do apologise in advance, but it's the best we can do.
Okay, so what's going to happen on the night?
Well, on the night, we've got a country band playing, who also play contemporary and old-time rock and roll, a band by the name of Just Us, who are currently touring the mainland.
I think they might have just released a single recently as well.
They did. They released a single that's showing up in the country charts, so that'll be good. Yeah, so it just coincided with them being over here, so they're providing the music on the night. So our fundraising activities, we've got silent auctions on the night. We've got a huge raffle with that many prizes.
It's going to take a while, isn't it, that one?
Yep, that one will take a while. And we've got a few rounds of music bingo going as well to try and raise some money as well. I've also organised a couple of bouncers for the night, so as the people walk out of the venue, they'll be tipping them upside down and shaking them, because I hope to get all their money while they're in there, and if there's any left, we'll be shaking it out when they get out there.
As they wander out. Metal detectors on the way in and
that's it.
Bounces on the way in.
That's it. So,
now, look, if someone's listening today and they think, look, we could help out with this, what could they do to help?
Well, turn up on the night is the thing. There's no cost to turn up. There's no cover charge, no anything. Turn up, order a meal, have a meal, sit around, wait for the tickets to be sold and have a good night. Look, the people that have played the music bingo down at the club for the other fundraisers we've had have reckon it's a fantastic little event. So we're going to raise a fair bit of money out of those sort of things. The action will be going pretty much all night, up until about probably 10 o'clock, a bit after, and then people can just sit back and enjoy the music, although the music will be playing through the night
as well. Yep. So what time does it start?
Well, we're going to kick off at 7 o'clock, but if you want to get there early, that's fine. We'll have raffle ticket sellers on the door as you come in, and then we'll be getting more raffle tickets off you as the night goes on. That's probably the best way you can help. Okay. If you're a business out there.
Yes, now this is interesting. If you're a business, you can jump on board.
If you're a business out there, look, as I said, we're going to try and have one of the, you know, huge raffle. And if you've got anything that you want to donate for the business to promote your business, I'm happy to put it on the table and promote your business. And I've been known to be able to sell ice to the Eskimos. So even if you've only got a packet of paper clips, I can make some. I can make some money. I can make that work. So don't feel that you might not have enough to contribute, because every contribution helps for a great night.
Okay, so do people need to book?
I would certainly suggest that you do. We're probably 3/4 full now, so get your name in. Because we want to fit so many people into the club, we're changing the configuration of the tables in the club, so we're just having big long tables, so everyone's going to be all sitting together having a good time. So not the place to come on that Saturday night if you want a cosy two-seater in the corner. So you'll be sitting on a rowdy table of 16 or 18 or however many we can fit on it, but it's all for a good cause, and we want to just get as many people in there as we can, safely of course.
Yes.
And and have a real good night. So, but I just want to throw out there a big thank you to everybody that has contributed to our prizes and that for the night. The business community's rallied around. I just sent a little email out a couple of days ago, and the response I got to that was magnificent. So
that's terrific, isn't it?
Yep. And also there's been members that have donated things as well, and just cash and all that type of stuff. So,
and similarly for the golf day, that's exactly what happened as well.
Exactly right. And, you know, it's just shows.
He's a wonderful young chap, isn't he, and Andrew and his family, and it's a bit of a struggle for them. It's very hard to do something, but this is something you can do, Greg.
This is something we can do. This is what we do, actually. Yeah. This is what we do, you know. Yes. Like the golf part of it is what we do. The social side of it is what we do. So we're doing what we can do.
Oh, this is, yes, exactly what the Murrumburra Golf Club is all about, and, of course, a wonderful sponsor of Goldfields FM. We better slip that in there. That covers the sponsorship angle of it.
That's good.
So if someone would like just to have a little natter with you about a possibility that they might want to provide, what's the best way of getting hold of you?
Just ring me at the club, 546-0490. You'll probably get Sandy or Julie on the phone. They may be able to give you the information, but if not, they'll switch them through to me, and I'll certainly be able to sit down. Or come in and see me, come and have a chat, and we'll see how we can build what you've got into the night and see how it works. And I do anticipate that there'll be another fundraiser of some description down the track. So
later on,
if you can't help us out this time, you know, there's always another chance.
So a couple of ways you can help if you've got something you'd like to donate, but most importantly, be there on the night, bring all your loose change, and be prepared to be shaken as you go out the door to make sure there's nothing left.
Yep, be prepared to be shake, rattle and rolled as you go out the door to make sure you haven't got 10 cents left in your pocket, because you know, that is what the night's all about.
And it is.
You know, it's all about having a lot of fun as well, but at the end of the day, it's all about us putting our hand in our pocket and trying to help a real good cause.
So. Certainly is. Greg, thanks for coming and telling us all about it, and the best of luck to everyone involved. I'm sure it'll be a fantastic night and just a great way to support this young fellow who's got a hell of a struggle on his hands.
Thanks very much, Dan.